Jerry Bader Show. It is 10:35 on a Friday. That means it's time to check in to see what the big news about the news was at Wisconsin Media Check, wismediacheck.com. They, of course, expose media bias in TV markets throughout the state, newspapers, wherever they may find it. And we get the best of the worst at this time every Friday by David Fiorazzo of wismediacheck.com. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How's your day going?
Well, I'm inside, you know.
All right, yes. Yes.
It is all right. Nasty. What's your good stuff?
Interestingly, the week started off, other than the March to Life, locally and nationally, and how that event was reported or not reported, it's been overall a slow news week until Governor Walker's State of the State address and the lead up to that. But what we've come up with is, of course, the big story is the media blackout locally on March for Life, and then nationally, only one station covered it nationally, and that is Fox 11. They are the only one that did not ignore the National March for Life. And going back to the local, because that was last weekend, only one station, it's on our website, wismediacheck.com, NBC 26 carried it, and they kind of carried it from an angle of, well, this is going on, but really the pro-life movement is the minority. When that goes against all the polls out there, where we have more people who oppose abortion, more people, a brand new poll this week, a Marist poll, 62% say abortion is morally wrong, up to 84% oppose abortion on demand until birth. These are Americans. So it's interesting that they kind of came in with the angle that, well, yeah, this march is going on in Green Bay, and we felt obligated to say something about it, but it's not the majority view of the Americans. So that was pretty biased. Now, going on to the national, what other time, Jerry, do between 500,000 and a million people gather every year for an event? And this is right in Obama's backyard, the most pro-abortion president in American history. And it gets such little recognition in the media. It is really mind-boggling. So there was almost a total blackout. We do give credit because we want to be fair, as you say. Last week we do. We do want to give credit to Fox 11. They did mention that. And so the other story was, and then we can get into any of these in detail, whatever your thoughts are, but the other story we found very interesting was the Fox 11 story on the profane Facebook message on the State of the State. And this was really interesting, as most of your listeners probably already know. State Representative Sinicki from Milwaukee, a Democrat, posted messages on social media. I think it was Facebook. It might have been Twitter.
It was Facebook.
During the governor's speech. And the graphic in the story, the only story that covered this, by the way, and we have to ask the question if this was a Republican tweeting or posting messages during, like Jim Doyle's, when he was a governor, giving a message, would that have been a big deal? We know the answer is yes. So here it is. She posts these messages, one of them using profanity, at least one of them that we know of, and very little message. So in the graphic, it said profane Facebook message, but they didn't mention what it was. It just said she wanted to walk out of the State of the State message. So those are a couple of big ones from this week.
Yeah, and those would probably be my big two as well. Yeah, Sinicki saying that the speech was full of bleep. And by the way, one of the lamest defenses ever. Well, I didn't say the governor was. I said his speech was. Well, thanks for clearing that up. And she, of course, refuses to apologize. The Assembly Minority Leader refuses to ask her to apologize. And I want to double back on the national event that happened on the Mall. And you're talking about the blackout in the Green Bay TV market, and I think you alluded to this as you went on. There was a virtual national. The major networks did very little with that as well, David.
Right, and oftentimes what we find out, and this was what we're trying to do, we're trying to let the local media know that there are more people paying attention. So do not just take your story, take your talking points from the national networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, and just go with that because you don't have time to get into it in depth or for whatever reason. But we also know there's an underlying bias because statistics and surveys have been done proving that the majority of media elites and even local media, if you're in journalism, it seems 90%+ of them are pro-choice, pro-abortion. So, of course, they're not going to want to give as much voice to the other side. I understand that. It's a human thing. But if you're a journalist, it is a disservice.
All right. And, David, a reminder, if obviously folks want to check out your work, it's wismediacheck.com. But if they want to get involved, how can they do that?
Oh, thank you so much. Wismediacheck.com. We are actually looking for a lot of citizen journalists. We need people to just simply go to our website, look at the stories that are posted, look at the analysis that has been done on each of the stories, kind of get a feel for what we're doing and how we explain, how we analyze the content, and then go to the send tips link and write. You can write your own. You can send a tip on something maybe we haven't covered, but we need a lot of people. We need boots on the ground, as they say, and we're really looking for that. One more thing real quick, Jerry, this week, it's 2 points. WLUK seems obsessed with Chris Christie, and that seems to be ongoing, and that gets a lot of play. But yet, I don't think they mentioned Governor Cuomo saying, you know, we don't want conservatives, people that believe in traditional marriage, and people that believe in the gun rights in New York. So very interesting how they handle the two, New York versus New Jersey there. And then, of course, there has been very little or no mention during this week in our local media about the ongoing Obamacare confusion, including more people losing insurance coverage and premiums across the country. And, of course, Wisconsin citizens are in that group as well. So, again, wismediacheck.com. We need tipsters, citizen journalists. Go to the website and just please get a hold of us that way. Thanks, Jerry.
Hey, David Fiorazzo, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
I appreciate it. All right, before we move on here, I have to double back on something. A liberal relative emailed, he's been emailing me throughout the show, and asked at one point, talking about the Aaron's employee who turned out to be a sex offender. Will the guy get fired? He asked. I responded, I don't know. I think it would be a mistake. He emailed, I bet he gets fired and that will be totally Walker's fault. That could be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Let's see if Jason gets this right. If he gets fired, whose fault is it? If 32-year-old Christopher Barber gets fired, whose fault will it be? Jason says Aaron's. I'm not entirely sure. And then Walker staff. I don't think I agree with you. I think it'd be Christopher Barber's fault. He knew about his past. He didn't think that there's a chance this could blow up. I'm a convicted sex offender, a felon, and a 3-time DUI. It didn't occur to him that he might want to stay out of the limelight rather than jump at the opportunity when Aaron's offered it. No, it won't be Scott Walker's fault at all. Not the dumbest thing he ever said, but that's a hell of a competition. So we'll move on to other things, including the propane shortage. In the time that we have left, it's 10:44.
The Jerry Bader Show.